This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. Connected medical devices, smart health tech that monitors heart rates or insulin levels and sends real-time updates from patients to doctors and other caregivers, can help improve quality of life for patients with chronic diseases. But what happens when there's a tech breakdown and those devices don't let you know? That happened this weekend on a system that measures insulin for young diabetics, and it has a lot of people worried. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but first, let's check some headlines. A new regulation came into effect over the weekend in China tied to facial recognition software. Now, when Chinese citizens register for new mobile phone services, they'll have to scan their faces. The government says the move will help minimize fraud and stop illegal transfers of mobile phone cards. But analysts are concerned the change will give the government even more power to do things like track certain ethnic populations and keep an eye on its people. Data is complicated. That was the message Facebook Vice President of Global Affairs and Communications Nick Clegg had for lawmakers in Europe on Monday. At a briefing with journalists in Brussels, Clegg urged regulators to update their idea of data as a resource. His argument? Because data can be shared and kept at the same time, it would not be possible for one company to have a monopoly on it. Two companies can know your name and email address at the same time. Clegg's statement isn't out of left field. Facebook is one of several major tech companies being investigated on both sides of the pond for antitrust violations. And Cyber Monday is over, but the shopping season is still going strong. For those shoppers who want to ditch online, major chains, and buy local, tech companies have, you guessed it, an app for that. Or actually several. They can help buyers find independent businesses by category or location, and they can even give out coupons. We've got a whole guide at WSJ.com and, of course, on our own app. For chronic disease patients, connected medical devices can help improve care by providing real-time updates to doctors, nurses, and caregivers. But they're vulnerable to security risks and failures that can interfere with care, and in some cases even endanger patients. That happened this weekend. Here to explain is Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Loftus. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell us what happened this weekend.
Well, this weekend, there was a big data outage or data failure at a company called Dexcom. Dexcom makes these devices called continuous glucose monitors. They're essentially a wearable device that sticks to your skin with a little sensor that can monitor your blood sugar levels. That information is crucial for patients with diabetes because if their blood sugar goes too high or too low, they have to take certain steps to bring it back into a normal range, like take insulin or take in some sugar. And so those devices have become very popular because they've just really improved upon, in many ways, the older method of like finger
sticks. People used to have like little wearable monitors that they could do and just carry around with them. How is this different?
Well, this is different in that it kind of automates it, and it really just sticks to your skin and then transmits the blood sugar readings to your smartphone or to, you know, some other like proprietary device that one of the companies has made. There's a little less, manual activity that you're involved in terms of monitoring your blood sugar.
So who uses these devices? Why are they, why is this population specifically in danger by an outage like this?
The biggest users of these devices are people with type 1 diabetes, and that's the kind of diabetes that was in the past, it was known as childhood diabetes, and it's because it's often diagnosed at a younger age, and it's when your body either makes little or no insulin, and so you're dependent upon taking insulin throughout the day to stay alive. And so, especially for children, having to do like 10 finger sticks a day under the old method was just a very cumbersome thing. And so these devices have become popular for them. And what's at issue here is that, so not only do the monitors, the sensors that you wear, transmit data to your own phone, say like the patient's own phone or their own reader, but they also, that data can also be sent remotely to up to, in Dexcom's case, up to 5 other people. So, for instance, a child's parents could have it set up on an app on their own phone. The parent can keep tabs on the kid's blood sugar levels. And if anything goes outside of a normal range, they get an alarm or an alert, and then they can take steps to get it back into a normal
So did
range.
the patients who use these Dexcom devices know that there was a breakdown happening?
Well, that no, not for a certain period. So what happened was the devices continued to work, but it was this sharing component that sometime overnight, Friday into Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend, this data sharing feature just stopped working for many people. And if so, it was while many people were asleep, and there was no real alert that that had stopped functioning. And so a lot of parents, got a full night's sleep, thinking that, if their kid's blood sugar in the night did go into a dangerous range, they could wake up and fix it. But they woke up the next morning and saw that, they hadn't been getting data for a number of hours. And so a lot of people, literally rushed into their kids' bedrooms to make sure they were okay. And then they kind of had to revert to a more manual method of monitoring their kids', blood sugar levels, and that's sort of where we are right
That sounds
now.
terrifying. Does Dexcom, have they come out explaining what caused the problem or finding some sort of a solution?
They say they have not yet identified a root cause, but that part of the process here was that they were using cloud-based servers to handle this function of data sharing, that they became overloaded. And it sort of had the effect of just freezing it for many people. So they say they're looking into it. They say they've partially restored this service to some users, but not everybody, and that they're doing everything they can to
I
bring
feel
it
like the
back.
story is really kind of hones in on one of the big questions that we have about these types of biomedical devices, and smart devices, especially when it comes to health monitoring. What are people saying about the breakdown here and how that will then translate for their feeling of safety and security going forward?
Well, I think it's shaken a lot of people's feeling of safety and security. For a certain segment of diabetes patients, they've really made a big difference. And I think most patients and their families would say it's been a positive difference. But I guess the flip side is that they have become dependent on this automated tech-heavy way of doing it. I've seen a sort of a somewhat surprising debate among people with type 1 diabetes, where it almost seems like there's an old school camp that says, like, well, you should have never gotten, you should have never relied so heavily on the technology because now you find yourself in the situation that you do, and there's ways to manage it, like, without having to rely on all that tech. And, even though there were many years that preceded this era when people found ways to manage, diabetes and keep tabs on their blood sugar levels. If you have this segment of people who came to rely on the technology and then suddenly it becomes unavailable, I think it really does raise a lot of concerns about this approach in
Wall Street Journal
general.
reporter Peter Loftus, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.